Madhyan Leela C. Radha sees Shyam everywhere on her way to Radhakund. While waiting in Yavat, suddenly Kundalata arrives, eager to leave for Surya Puja. Twirling a lotus in her right hand, Leela Kamal, Radha holds Kundalata's hand and departs. Danishta and Tulasi Mundri precede Radha, while Lalita, Vishakha, and other Sakis walk beside her. Rupa Mundri follows Radha, carrying puja articles for worshipping Radha Krishna's lotus feet. Other maidservants carry the paraphernalia for Surya Puja. While leaving the village of Yavat on her way to Radhakund, Srimati observes many auspicious omens, such as seeing a bull, a deer, Nilakant birds, cows and their calves, brahmanas, a chaste wife holding a pot of yogurt. When Radha passes a lake, she sees two hummingbirds and a swarm of bumblebees darting over a cluster of blue lotus flowers. This induces Rai's meditation on Shyam's lotus face. With his swiftly moving eyes and the elegant hairs curling over his forehead, swelling Radha's heart with pride and joy, these auspicious sights induce Radhika to walk with a pace that mocks the pride of an intoxicated elephant. Noticing how forcefully and quickly Radha is walking, the Sakis playfully taunt Radha with laughter. Lotus-eyed Radha appears like the personified goddess of spring, the Sant Ritu, Swayam Devi. Radhika's mellifluous sweet voice defeats the soft cooing of the cuckoos, and the ruffling of Radha's cloth sounds more captivating than buzzing bees and a chataka's call. Everything in the forest reminds Radha of her beloved Krishna. As Krishna is dark, the forest is full of dense shade due to the thick covering of trees. Krishna wears beautiful tilak on his forehead, and the forest is filled with tilak trees bursting with flowers. There are many other trees here. Arjun, Vishala, and many sakas surround Krishna. And also the forest contains many Arjun trees and Kali Kadamba trees. Dancing peacocks abound in the forest, and Krishna sports a peacock feather crown. Krishna's garland is made from forest flowers, van phool of Amala, Champaka, and Punaga. Gold and coral ornaments adorn Krishna, and the forest contains desire trees made of gold and coral. Krishna's bright tamal sham complexion, bluish black, and the forest is filled with tamal trees. Krishna likes to wear gunjamala from the forest. To relieve his fatigue, Krishna takes shelter of the many large shady kadamba trees in the forest. The rustling of the bamboo trees echoes throughout the forest, the vamsh, and Krishna plays a vamshi, bamboo flute. Abundant red amra fruits fill the forest, and Krishna's body is smeared with red vermilion. The many madan trees expand the beauty of the forest, and Krishna's charming personality resembles Madan, Cupid.